Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, I do it on two different days for that reason, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com. lifetapestrycreations.com. And if some of you can hear in my voice, yes, I have a cold. I've had one for like a week. It's getting better, but my nose is all stuffed now, so my voice sounds a little funny, but it is me, honest. I just had a wonderful Christmas and a very quiet, because of my cold, New Year's, but that's great. I just sense that I'm clearing a lot, and I've had other people write to me that as one friend wrote, her tummy is all unusual and all. Boy, there were a whole lot of energies going on in December that certainly impacted me, and I'm guessing, as my channel said, everyone in the world, but some were more obvious than others. So, let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, this is not a day to worry about the future or to worry about the past. Today is today. You see, what you do each day when you awake is to create the structure, the building block for your future. For as we said last week, the door to the past has slammed shut. And the discomfort some of you have felt, for instance, Brenda telling you about her cold and the upset stomach that her friend had and all of that, was merely you finally closing the door completely on the past. Not, oh, I'll leave a little peek open so I can see the dust bunnies or whatever. No, the door has slammed shut. And so it is, as you adjust to your new being, sometimes you are doing so with your physical being. For instance, Brenda's cold is that made sure she did not go in public and pick up a bunch of vibes, if you will, or thoughts or fears or feelings of the past, that she was insulated from that type of information. Now, granted, her husband is still pining and thinking about the past, but because she had a cold, she could plead, I don't want to hear, I don't want to know. Do you see what we are saying? For no longer are you of the past. Granted, many of you had many unpleasant experiences. Granted, many of you cry in the night about some of those experiences. But now that you are of 5D, of the forerunners, the past is done. It is gone. And so what it is each day you create a stable structure for your new world. So it is, you're not in the future saying, oh, I want to live like this, I want to be like this. But instead you are saying, if I do this, I will have a stable structure. Do you see, it is like buying a home that is 20 or 30 years old. And you notice a leak or a breach somewhere about the being of that home, and you shore it up. Or you buy a new home, and you notice a leak, and you shore it up. What we are saying is, that is what you are doing now. You are building the structure, the safe, the secure, the dry, the impervious structure that is your future. And so it is, Brenda's cold will not last for many more hours, much less days, because now she understands. And so it is for all of you. You will try to go back. That is a given because that is what you are used to. But you will find the door shut tight. You know, it is like you living, growing up in a home, and you go to visit it after another family owns it, and you find that everything has changed, and it doesn't feel the same. You are much larger. The house is much smaller. It's just not right anymore. And so you give up that inner wish to live in that house again as a child because it is gone. It is, the door has slammed shut. And so it is for your past, your 3D past. The door has slammed shut. And even if you revisit it, it won't be the same. The feelings won't be the same. The colors won't be the same. Nothing will be the same. For you are no longer there. You are of the present and of the future. And once you move into the future, your past will be what you are living now. Do you see what we are saying? You have closed off your 3D life. Now, many of you are saying, well, I still interact with relatives, I still interact with friends, I still am part of that 3D life. You are not. Your interactions are different, your reactions are different, your feelings are different, for you are no longer that person. And well and though you will still interact with some of the same people, those interactions will never be the same as they were, for you are a different being. And what you are doing now is building your structure for the future. Now, again, the media sounds chaotic and chaos and the world is going to hell in a handbasket, you know, that kind of thing. No, no. Such as so for those people who wish to remain in 3D, but those who are your close followers, they are already evolving. They are becoming angry and protesting the need to be in that kind of fear, that kind of anger, just as you once did, you see? So their anger is an indication that they no longer accept the world as it used to be. That they are saying, no, 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 this is not the way it was. The way it is, rather. And so they, too, are moving into their dimensional life beyond 3D. But that is neither here nor there. Merely to reinforce the fact that the bullies of the world are no longer in control. The meanies of the world are no longer in control. They think they are, and the media reports that they are, but they are no more. So it is that as a group, those of you who are beyond the third dimension are shining your light, and those who wish to remove themselves from the third dimension are becoming angrier and angrier and less accepting of the bullies of the world. And so it is. The world is evolving much more rapidly than you ever could imagine. And your role, and your only role now, is to build your structure of the future. How do you envision your future being? That is all you need to be concerned about. How do you envision your future to be? Not the world's future, this person's future, that person. How do you envision your world to be? That is your structure. That is your goal for right now. For you are living in the present. So be it. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you again next week. Good day.